There were things that happened in cow camp that defied the imagination. So here is a story, entirely true, not a bit of exaggeration. One day I was making some brownies, chocolatey, rich, and royal. 3 cups of sugar, 6 eggs, and 1 cup full of Crisco oil. I added the cocoa and 2 cups of flour, 1 of whole wheat, 1 of white. And all the time I was mixing, it seemed I was smelling a smell that wasn't quite right. But I just couldn't place what that smell was, and I thought, well, it really don't matter. So into the pan I proceeded to pour the sweet brown delectable batter. Then soon the whole of the cookhouse was diffused with the heavenly smell of brownies a-baking. And what was that other aroma? I couldn't tell. While they were still warm, I cut them in squares, chewy and moist and good. After dinner, the cowboys gobbled them down to the last crumb, fast as they could. "Excellent brownies," they told me, compliments flowing like water. Then they finished their coffee, put on their hats, and back to work like good cowboys ought. The next day, I made up some chili, steamy and spicy and hot. Some nice crusty cornbread with butter a-melting would go well with this, I thought. But as I was adding the Crisco to the mixture in the bowl, I smelled that very strange smell again, and I put my nose to the hole. It was diesel! For crying out loud, it was diesel in my Crisco oil can! And I began to piece things together in the way that only hindsight can. See, behind the wood stove, we kept kerosene, white gas, and diesel fuel. For the lamps, the lanterns, and for starting the fire when mornings were dark and cool. We had 3 different containers that we kept these fuels in, and the thing that we happened to use for the diesel was an old Crisco oil tin. It was easy to see that some greenhorn, at chore time the day before, in his youthful zeal had wanted to do a superlative job of each chore. He'd filled up the fuel jugs back of the stove, then looking round, said to himself, "I guess I should top up that other tin I see up on Cookie's shelf." After dinner, of chili and cornbread, tasty and smelling so good, I said, "Fellas, there's something I'm embarrassed to tell you, but really I think that I should. Those brownies I served you yesterday, they were made with diesel fuel. I just couldn't tell what made the strange smell. Now I'm feeling a bit of a fool." They were kind and pleasant, as always, though probably wondering, what next? And though they seemed disconcerted, they quickly agreed they had suffered no ill effects. Then up spoke young Cameron Kane Williams, a handsome, dark-eyed young buck. "I guess after supper, when I lit my cigarette, I'm lucky I didn't blow up."